This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Well, it is very good to have our good friend John Hinkle back in studio, Online Trading Academy. No stranger to our airways, and been with us for a number of years. And, of course, with the events of the last several months, it has put a change to a lot of businesses, including Online Trading Academy. But we are glad to report the doors are back open and ready to do some business to help some folks. So, John Hinkle, good to see you, sir.
Great to see you, Scott.
Man, I tell you, it seems like somebody was just saying it's hard to believe we're not even 6 months into the year yet. And I said, yeah, man, it just seems like the last few months have lasted forever.
They have, you know, it's been a big challenge for a lot of people. Really disrupted people's lives, and I'm so happy that things are starting to open up more. Mm-hmm. The weather's warming up, and you know, obviously you still need to be cautious and want to be careful, but I think, you know, people are meant to be out and about, and you know, we're social creatures. I think it's we're healthier mentally, mm-hmm. and certainly a lot happier when we're able to go about our lives.
Absolutely.
In a more normal fashion.
Man, no doubt. Well, John, it's like I say, it's been a while since you've been on, a few months, and you know, we hopefully got some new listeners that haven't heard you before. So let's start with a little bit about your background, and then we'll get into how you got in with online trading.
Yeah, of course, Scott. Really, you know, many years ago, 1987, I don't know how many years that is, I started as a professional trader. I was trading for my own account on the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I did that for 15 years. And then subsequently I retired, decided I didn't really like being retired, ended up trading 10 years on the Chicago Mercantile, trading futures for 10 years for myself. And long about 2012, I turned 50 and decided I wanted to do something different. I wanted to get out. I grew up in Arizona, so I really missed the sunshine. I was living in Chicago for a long time, and if you've ever been to Chicago, the winters aren't too kind there, and the summers aren't much better. It's not like Denver. And I wanted to get out to a place that was, you know, had more quality of life, and so I moved to Denver, and I knew I wanted to do something in the. I wanted to be involved in business. I tried retiring once before, and found that I was bored out of my mind, and a friend of mine recommended Online Trading Academy, and I took a class there, and I really liked it. And so I ended up deciding to run the Denver branch of Online Trading Academy, and I've been doing that now for the last, 8 years now, I guess I've been doing that, and I love it. It's I kind of call it my retirement, where I'm doing something I love rather than something I have to do. And I love educating people about the market. It's something I'm very passionate about. It's a powerful skill that people can develop, and my goal is to help people make better financial decisions, and that's what we try to do at the Academy.
Absolutely. And I tell you, I mean, the way that you and I were kind of talking about before we came on air today, I think with when this first started, all the presidential news conferences every day, the governor, the mayor, I mean, it just kind of put everybody into a state of fear and unknown in every walk of their life.
It really did. I mean, and the financial markets joined in that. We had that huge sell-off in March, and we've recovered a lot of it. There's still an awful lot of damage that have been done to people's lives, people out of work. You look at the number of people out of work, it's just unbelievable where we were and where we are now. Mm-hmm. And frankly, from my point of view, a lot of this is really self-imposed, and I hope that we'll get it in a better place as soon as possible.
Sure. Now, when we talk about kind of the goal or the mission of Online Trading Academy, how would you explain that?
You know, our goal really as a financial educator is helping people make better financial decisions, better informed ones, making them more knowledgeable about the markets, making them more confident. You know, when you're confident about something, when you have more knowledge, take some of the emotion out, and you'll make better decisions. And we're going to give you strategies and techniques that can help you make better decisions as well.
All right, good deal. Now, a lot of people have had to adapt their business, change some ways of doing business. And you guys have even kind of made a change in something that you're kind enough to offer us, which is a class. So tell us about that.
Yeah, we've changed a lot of things. Most of our students still prefer to come in and be in a traditional classroom environment, and we still have those, although we're doing them with about a fraction of the people that we would normally hold in a class, or, you know, safe distancing, you know, doing the sanitizing, wearing masks, things like that to make people more safe. And we've also added online classes. So people that are maybe worried about coming to even a relatively safe group gathering, mm-hmm. people that are worried about that can actually take these classes online, and they can get them on our website.
Okay. And boy, we've seen a big change in that with even the medical community and a lot of businesses now. They're doing the meetings through there. So, but like you and I said, it's not quite the same as being right there, but it can work.
Yeah, I'm of a certain age that I really like to be, I like to learn in person. I like right. hands-on. I like that activity. And many of our students do still prefer that. But if that doesn't mean that's the only way. If you're somebody that's maybe in a position where you don't want to take any risk, or maybe you shouldn't take any risk at all, being in a social, in a group gathering at all, you can take our classes online and you'll get the same information.
Right. Now, are those interactive in any way? So, like, if I'm sitting there watching and I got a question while I'm going on, how does that kind of work?
Yeah, there's a, you know, a chat feature where people can ask questions back and forth for the online questions. And it's very interactive. It's a really good class either way.
Absolutely. Well, you've always been kind enough to give us some free passes, so tell us about that.
Yeah, so if you just call in, the first 10 people that call, we'll give them free passes to attend one of our classes, either in person, or you can actually just sign up on the website if you'd like to.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. John has been kind enough to give us passes for the first 10 callers. And once again, this is a 90-minute class at the Academy's Denver campus. During the class, you will learn how the markets really work, making you a more confident and knowledgeable investor. And all you have to do is call 303-217-4511. That number again is 303-217-4511. Now, because of the social distancing and all, again, they've got a beautiful campus with tons of room, but trying to just follow all the regulations that are in place, at least right now, seating is limited, so please call for this 90-minute class, and just mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, and that number is 303-217-4511. You can also visit their website, tradingacademy.com, to get dates and information on that, and I promise you they will probably be having a class that will fit your schedule. And so that number again is 303-217-4511. So, John, when you look into this and help, and like you said, I think you mentioned two things, you know, confidence and knowledge, because I think what's put so much fear into people, those of us that are handling finances maybe on our own, we realize how much we don't know and how much confidence we don't have. And then the ones that have their money maybe with a, quote, a financial planner, they don't really know what's going on with their money either.
They really don't. It's something that we as Americans kind of just take for granted. We put our money, do what we're supposed to do. But most people really don't understand how that process works. And, you know, some of the people that come into our classes, maybe they just want to have a better conversation with Sure. their financial advisors. Others might want to take a more active role in it. Either way, we can really kind of get you up to speed, understanding that financing can be a little bit intimidating to a lot of people. There's a lot of jargon, there's a lot of terms and things that people aren't familiar with, and we'll really take those down, break those down into bite-sized portions that everyday people can understand.
Right. And we've talked about this before, but we don't want people to be intimidated thinking they need some kind of financial background to do something like this. You've often said,
yeah,
you would almost rather they didn't. Right?
I really do. Yeah. I mean, we when somebody comes in that's brand new to trading and investing, you know, we have a lot of students that, you know, maybe have never gotten around to doing this. Maybe they've thought they should have, but never known how to get started. If you're someone that's new to this, you're a blank slate. We'll teach you how the markets really work from the ground up, mm-hmm. And it's actually, most of our students find it a very enjoyable process.
Right, and you know, so many times, as you talked about getting older, a lot of times we don't realize it when we're in our 20s and 30s and 40s, all the financial importance of knowing things. So, man, I would think this would be a great class for say, hey, you know what? You're in your 20s and 30s and 40s, man. Don't you wish you knew now what or knew then what you know now?
Right? It reminds me of a saying that one of our instructors told me, and I don't know if this is true, but he said it was an old Chinese proverb. When's the best time to plant a tree? And the correct answer is 25 years ago.
Right.
The second best time to plant a tree is right now.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Once again, we appreciate John doing this. First 10 callers to 303-217-4511. Again, 303-217-4511. You're going to get a free pass to this 90-minute class, and you can go to tradingacademy.com to get the dates and times of these classes, but it's only 90 minutes. And once again, their mission is just trying to help give you some confidence and knowledge about the financial world, learning how the markets really work, and you can go to tradingacademy.com to get those dates. And John, again, you mentioned this, but I just want to mention for those that maybe, and we always hear the word of age 65, which is getting closer to me every day. I only got three more years for that. But 65 and older, hey, if you feel more comfortable doing it on the virtual way, by all means do that.
Absolutely. You can do that, and you'll have a good experience attending the class virtually. Like I said, my preference is in person.
Sure.
I'm someone that I like the hands-on. I like to be the virtual is interactive through questions and answers. You can
right.
type things in, but I like the face-to-face, being able to
too.
Ask questions
yeah,
myself.
Sure.
So that's, but either or is a great way to get a little bit of knowledge, get a little bit of understanding of something that most of us don't understand enough about.
Absolutely, for sure. Well, John, it's got to be a good feeling to walk back through the office doors, turn the lights on, and be ready, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. our whole staff is so excited to be back and
sure.
and be meeting with our students. We have amazing students, and that's one of the things I love best about my role at the Academy is the people that we work with, the people that we help. They're great people, and that's sense of community that we get at the Academy's one of the greatest satisfactions that I have.
Absolutely. Well, John, we appreciate your time today and look forward to hearing more about this in the weeks to come. And, congratulations for turning the sign back to open.
Thank you, sir.
That's John Hinkle, Online Trading Academy. Once again, don't wait, folks. Call now, 303-217-4511 for your chance to get into one of these 90-minute classes. Absolutely free, no charge. All you got to do is mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley for Stack Optical. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their Denver patients for over 50 years. And as a family-owned business, trust me when I say they have seen hard times before. And no doubt the days we are living in are very difficult for us all. But owner Alan Stack and his wife Marilyn want you to know they are here for you. If you need an eye exam, new glasses, or even repair to your glasses, Stack Optical is ready to help. Call to schedule your private appointment today and rest assured every step has been taken to ensure your safety and health at Stack Optical. I've trusted my eye care to them for many years, and you can too. So if it's time for your eye exam or that new pair of glasses, call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or check them out at stackoptical.com. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. And my name is Scott Whatley. Thank you so much for being with us. Glad to have in studio our exclusive realtor for Haystack Help and Referrals for Seniors. That is Pamela Myers. She is with Keller Williams. Pamela's number is 303-506-0106. And Pamela, once again, great to see you.
Nice to be here.
Guy told me the other day, I said, great to see you. He said, hey, it's just great to be seen. You know what I mean?
For sure.
That whole lockdown, I don't think we're made to stay in our house.
No, we're not.
Very long whatsoever. So glad things are loosening up here.
Now people want to move.
Yes.
Like, oh, this house really is too small.
I know. Yeah. Hey, it sure is. All right. So let's talk a little bit about, and we've done another previous show where we kind of talked about the heartbeat, so to speak, of the current Colorado real estate market. But you were telling me about a chief economist gentleman that had given you some great information. So
you
let's
bet.
Talk about that a minute.
The coaching company that I subscribe to and work with and am coached by does a lot of podcast interviews. And for sure, one of the things that was needed to, I think, allay a lot of fears, both with agents as well as the the public, is, you know, what the heck is really happening? And Dr. Lawrence Yoon is the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors. He is a total numbers geek guy, but he speaks well. He doesn't have the dry,
right,
you know, economist kind of talk, which is kind of neat. And so Brian did an interview with him in early May and really talked about, you know, what do homeowners need to know? And really it is a matter of, this is an artificial situation. It is not natural. It is not part of the market recovering or doing or adjusting or doing anything. Mm-hmm. It is a government shutdown, a totally artificial thing that happened that stopped everything in its tracks. And so, where are people with that? Well, it doesn't change the fundamentals of what's happening in real estate. And pretty much nationwide, certainly we see it for an elongated time here in Colorado, but pretty much nationwide, it's mostly a seller's market. Because of the 2008, 9, 10, you know, economic recession, a lot of builders scaled way back on their building. So by default, we have a shortage of inventory just to keep up with the new living units that are required every year for people that are establishing new households, which is like 1.1 million a year. And when the builders ratcheted back to like 450,000, 600,000, I mean, they're still not building 1.1 million a year.
Right.
So we're in the hole a few million. So that's not going to go away nor change overnight. Mm-hmm. Now, so we're still in a seller's market. And what we're seeing in terms of, you know, flash polls of real estate agents and their sellers, et cetera, this is not a panic selling season. Sellers are putting their property on the market with the anticipation of getting pretty much the price they were going to get in January or February or early March.
Right.
So there is no panic selling. And I don't think, I think according to Mr. Yoon, the buyers who have been polled don't have any expectation of getting any smoking deals. The smoking deal that's on the table right now is interest rates. And to lock your mortgage payment in for 30 years at an unheard of interest rate is the place to really make your buck go further, so to speak. So basically, yes, we saw things down 8% in March. The biggest deal was new under contracts were down 20% in March. Well, that kind of doesn't surprise you, does it, when everybody's staying at home and nobody can get a property on the market with photographs for the ending part of March. So, yes, we had fewer listings. And it isn't that people are out of the market. They just hit the pause button.
Mm-hmm.
So delaying their entry time. And the pause does not mean we're falling apart. It just doesn't.
Right.
We're just, it's an artificial situation that isn't, you turn the faucet back on, you allow people to get out and show property, get into property if they need to move, and it's right back. We're not allowed to hold in-person open houses here in the state at this moment. We can do virtual open houses. We can do a Facebook open house where the agent is in the property, that kind of thing, but no in-person open houses. And there are other states that are just doing open houses just fine. Yeah. So it is state by state.
Right.
You know, housing is stable. It is a great hedge against protection. It sure didn't go down 30% like the stock market did.
Yeah, thank goodness.
I mean, really in almost every area, and it certainly didn't touch us in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
So 2020, we might see, at least according to Dr. Yoon, we might see a pullback in actual transaction numbers of about 10 to 15%. Just maybe not as many people actually getting that done by end of 2020. But his projection for 2021 is we're going to see that 10 or 15% come right back, an
sure.
increase of that much,
right.
with maybe pricing increasing 3 to 5%. And I guess personally and in my office, we're seeing that bear out here in the metro area, where all that had to be done was for the powers that be to say, you may now be out and about for anybody for us to get back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't like we weren't working at home.
Sure.
You learn how to use Zoom. You still are updating people on what's happening. You're still doing research. I mean, I didn't get to sit at home and watch soap operas need bonbons.
Right. So in a market like this, and let's say you're working, you know, with a buyer and they're looking at, and how do you kind of know then what to put that offer in at? Because like you say, you know, I think that's a real test of the knowledge and experience of a realtor, how to advise that client. Because
right.
if they really like the house, I mean, do you give them what they want, or do you come in a little under and keep your fingers crossed? I mean, what do you do?
It's a matter of... I would say, at this point, I would still say pretty much you're going to need to come in at full price.
Yeah.
I mean, unless somebody is like, okay, we're in a $500,000 neighborhood and this person put their house on the market at $650,000. Really? What do you base that on?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I can go look. Number one, do I know various neighborhoods well? I do. Does it matter, quite frankly, that the seller put $150,000 into his man cave basement? It does not.
Right.
Will he get that out? Probably not. Almost guaranteed not.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to determine, is the seller motivated or not? And it's not going to sell at $650,000.
Right.
But if somebody's put their house on the market at where the market is, I think it's going to go under contract full price.
Sure.
And maybe a hair above, depending upon how desirable it is. And if you're looking at the number of people who might want to move to make sure their kids are in school by mid-August, and you have a four-bedroom, three-bath house in the school district that everybody wants, and everything's priced between $550,000 and $600,000, and you put it on at $575,000 for whatever reason, you know, your condition, et cetera, I think it'll go quick. And I think that might have multiple offers.
Right. And that may be another thing. If, you know, if someone's thinking about, you know, hey, contractors are maybe getting back into work and now they're going to start letting people in houses and all the different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe give you a call and say, hey, we're thinking about doing this, this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to put money in my pocket, or
please
is this just
call me?
Or is this just me putting something in I want in a house I'm going to move away from?
Right. Please call me.
Yeah.
Let's talk first. Because really, it does depend. If you're thinking you might move in the next 3 to 5 years, let's talk about the wisdom of what to do and when versus, oh, yeah, we're not going to move for 10. Well, then put in the blue countertops if you love them that much, because you'll get because you will never get your money out.
Right.
But really, the only thing that's going to get you 100% of your money right now is probably a brand new garage door. Is that crazy?
No.
It's not the kitchen.
Day, I had a spring break on mine, and Affordable Doors, which is our garage door company, and they do great. The gentleman came out and looked at it, and they fixed the spring, but he goes, you know what? This is a 20-year-old garage door. And he goes, man, they make some pretty nice-looking ones now. And,
mine's over 20.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's on the list.
Well, I can hook you up. I'll hook you up when you're ready for one. So... what would be your advice to those, let's say that for people that maybe are in the buying end of things here the rest of the year, I mean, start looking now. Do you wait a couple of months, or at least call you, tell you what they're looking for? This would just be my thought. And so you can just keep an eye out.
All right. The first thing I would recommend is that they talk to Kurt.
Yeah, Kurt Rogers, so, Real Interest Mortgage.
So we have to get them pre-qualified, because I think that's going to be another thing is there will be no looky-loos allowed in houses.
Yeah.
It'll be like, you're pre-qualified or you're not getting in.
Right.
So that would be one thing. And then that also establishes really what you can afford versus what you want to afford. I've worked with plenty of people who could afford a $1 million house, but that's not where their budgetary restraints were. They're like, we don't want to be house poor. We're only going to buy this much, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I respect that. It'll be the buyer who tells me when we have to raise that price point, because they either won't find what they want or whatever the case may be. But that would be the first thing, is get pre-qualified, and then let's talk about time frame. Do you have a house to sell? What price point is your home in? So can I tell you safely, like, I've got a couple who probably could get 3.25, 350 for their house. I am not worried at all about taking them house shopping,
sure,
finding their house, getting it under contract, and assuring the agent that I can get their house under contract within a week. Because of the price point.
Right.
There's nothing below 400 much in our metro area,
sure,
anymore.
Sure, no, absolutely.
And so so really, depending upon your price point of the house you might be selling, and what price point are you moving to, what is the supply and demand in each of those places will determine the kind of advice that I would give on how to play it so that you're inconvenienced, you don't have to make double moves. That's the goal. You know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
And you're right. Those conversations can start 6 months to a year easy before people decide to pull the trigger. And yes, setting them up with a search so they can see what's out there at the price point. Then they get to say, okay, I want to make a choice earlier than later. And I think the driver will be the interest rates.
Yep, absolutely. And of course, Kurt Rogers, Four Interest Mortgage, is a great partner with us as well. So we've got you covered from that end as mm-hmm. well now as a real estate end with Pamela. So give her a call, 303-506-0106, 303-506-0106. And once again, it's Pamela Meyer with Keller Williams. You can check out our website, denverhomenavigators.com. Pamela, always great, and we'll look forward to our next conversation.
I look forward to it, too.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less. Better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet. It's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center would like to announce their new Canine Academy is open. Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. The Canine Academy is offering all new classes and several exciting additions, including the new sport classes, scent work, and tray ball that dogs love. Their pet behavior specialist has over 20 years of experience working with animals large and small, including dogs and cats and zoo animals and exotics. He's available Tuesday through Saturday to help you with all of your pet training needs. Visit LoneTreeVet.com and check out the Canine Academy page for the summer class schedule, or just give them a call at 303-708-8050 and get your pet started in the training that's best for you and your pet.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Nutrition and Wellness, usually with Dr. Mark Riggs of 5280 Functional Medicine. But we are glad today to have Bryn Callender in with us. Bryn is on staff with Dr. Riggs, and she is a functional medicine certified health coach. And recently, she received this honor as well. She's a national board certified health and wellness coach. So, Bryn, if someone gets with you, we have no excuses because you're the real deal. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm so glad we get to visit again. It's been a little bit since we've been able to have you on. And boy, I tell you, you know, while the medical side that Dr. Riggs handles is vastly important, you know what? We've never had a conversation about any kind of condition, I don't think, in the couple of years we've been doing this, that diet and what we eat does not play a role. So this kind of really starts with you, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's such a team effort, honestly. You know, between Dr. Riggs and Dr. Spencer and myself, we really take a look at the patient and where they are in their health, where they are in their nutrition, and then kind of come up with a plan together. And I really enjoy working with people so much on nutrition. I'm not a nutritionist myself, but I know a lot about what motivates people to eat the foods that they eat and how to make those lifestyle changes to really eat foods that are going to feed wellness and not disease.
Absolutely. Once again, it's 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com. And if you've missed any of our past shows, Dr. Riggs has done a great job putting all of our podcasts right there on that website, so you can go check those out. We have covered a lot of territories as we've been doing these shows. And once again, it's great to have Bryn Callender with us, and we're going to talk a little bit about that nutrition side today. So, you know, let's start out with, what do you find with most people that come in? Is it the education side of food that's missing for most of us? Because, you know, we were talking, Dr. Riggs, the other day, just about labels and all the different things, and everybody, you know, it sounds like that's easy to do, but I tell you, you can go to, quote, the health food aisle in a store, and pretty quickly you would walk through there and say, this does not need to be on a health food aisle, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, why do you think we struggle so much with what we eat, I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, you know, there's so many different messages out there from so many different people with different theories. But really, what we take a look at is what we call functional nutrition. And I know that, you know, Dr. Riggs talked about this in the last episode. We want to use food as a way that's really going to, you know, feed wellness. We want to reverse disease and sustain health with food. And I don't think that that's necessarily a message that people have been fed about food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, often the most common message is that food is energy, right? We've got fuel that comes in, we've got calories. So people take a look really closely at calories. And so, I mean, we've had patients who come in and they bring their diet soda with them and they say, this is healthy, right? Because it's zero calories.
Right.
But the thing about it is that food is not just energy. Food is also information. And I know Dr. Riggs talked about that last week as well. And just food tells our bodies how to function. And so even though you're giving your body a diet soda with zero calories, so you think it's having no effect on you, there's so much research that talks about artificial sweeteners in the body and how that feeds disease. That does not feed wellness. And so I think that that's usually one of our biggest challenges with some of our patients and our clients is this idea that it's just about calories. And it's not just about calories. You've got food is information. Food is also, we look at it as medicine. And so that's what, you know, we really wanted to dive into today is that information mm-hmm. that comes from our food.
Sure. Now, you're using a term here called macronutrients, photonutrients. So kind of break that down for us a little bit of what that even means.
So when we look at food as information, that information comes from three different things. It comes from our macronutrients, which are the proteins, the fats, the carbohydrates, so the things that you find on the back of the label for the food. Then you have those micronutrients, which are vitamins and minerals that you get from your food. And then what I really want to dive into today is phytonutrients, because phytonutrients, this is something people really don't talk about, but these are the compounds that come specifically from plant foods that have a really positive effect on your health. So when we talk about food as medicine, these phytonutrients really are medicine for our bodies. So, you know, as a plant is growing, and when we talk about plants, we're talking about fruits, vegetables mostly, but we can also consider whole grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, herbs and spices, all of those things as plants. So as those plants grow, they have phytonutrients.
Okay.
And those phytonutrients actually provide the plant protection from pests and other environmental stressors, you know, when there's time of drought, high temperatures, things like that. So these phytonutrients really help the plant. They support the plant. They also give the plant its color, its taste, its smell. So they have protective qualities for the plant itself. When we consume those plants, those phytonutrients then are passed on to us, and they protect us. So they do things in our body like stimulate enzymes to help the body get rid of toxins. They also help rejuvenate our immune system, which we know that's such a big talk right now, in order to help us be prepared for any virus that comes along, not just coronavirus, but any virus that can come along. We need a healthy immune system. And so these phytonutrients, when we take them in, help rejuvenate our immune system. They also have been shown to improve cardiovascular health, promote healthy hormone metabolism, and also what I love the most about this, you know, with a family history of cancer, and I know so many people are, I don't think anybody can say they don't know somebody who has cancer.
Sure.
These phytonutrients can stimulate the death of cancer cells. And so this is where we talk about, you know, functional nutrition, food as medicine, food as information.
Gotcha. Bryn Callender is with us. Once again, if you're just joining us, she's with 5280 Functional Medicine. She is a functional medicine certified health coach. And their number is 720-722-0386. If you'd like to get an appointment with Bryn. And I'm telling you, you know, I'm glad. I'm not glad all this has happened. Because, I mean, this is something to where, though, I think people are trying to get out of what we've heard about, you know, when people are dying with this COVID or because of it, whatever the case may be, they're always saying underlying conditions. And I think, you know, just talking to people I know, I think everybody is showing a little bit more concern about their health and not having any kind of underlying condition. Do you see that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We see that so often, especially with the people who do come into our office, is they're done. They're done with the conventional way of treating their underlying conditions, and they want to actually get to the root cause of them and heal them, you know, reverse the diabetes and heart disease and things like that. So absolutely.
Yeah. And I was reading something the other day, and it said the five highest reported underlying conditions in patients with COVID-19, and you've covered them just a minute ago, kind of, but hypertension, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, obesity, and chronic lung disease.
Right.
Yeah. So, wow. That combination's not good.
Right. The food as medicine, I just, you know, I've become such a huge believer myself in treating my own symptoms that I had and treating underlying causes with food. And so I'm just such a huge believer in it.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's get into this a little bit. When we talk about, how do people, like me, I don't eat vegetables. Okay, so I'm not your ideal client. So when you sit down with someone and you start going through some of these, you know, macronutrients, micronutrients, how do you get someone started in that path just in that initial conversation? Because, you know, if you tell people a bunch of stuff and they don't do it, that doesn't help anybody. So that's why I like how you've always said, you know, my job is to educate you. You know, you can't make anybody do anything. But, I mean, what does that initial consultation look like? You figure, hey, my patient needs to get into eating right and doing these things. How do you get into introducing those different foods all at once, one at a time? What's the best?
Yeah. So when it comes to phytonutrients especially, I usually challenge my patients, or I call them clients when they're just working with me, I challenge them to eat the rainbow. So I'm not talking about Skittles or Starburst. I'm talking about plant foods.
Okay.
So those bright colored vegetables and fruits that really contain these phytonutrients that we're talking about. And so, you know, I have a resource that I will give to them, and it has all the different colors with lots of different, just a huge variety of foods. So your red category has like 10 different foods that you can eat. So, you know, a lot of people think red and they think apples or maybe tomatoes or maybe bell peppers. But this will just show them this whole variety of different foods that they can eat in the red category. And so really trying to get them to eat that rainbow every single day, and it becomes a game. So it's not so much about, when we first get started, it's not so much about taking out foods mm-hmm. as it is kind of crowding out some of those processed foods with these really healthy whole foods that are so colorful.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's really where I get started. You know, it, just like kind of what you were saying, the average American gets somewhere between 2 to 4 servings of fruits and vegetables a day.
Hmm.
And while that's a good start, the most consumed vegetables are potatoes and tomatoes.
Yep.
So you got some brown and you got some red, but man, there's so many other colors in the rainbow that can give you some phytonutrients that are going to really help your body. And so we've found in the research that to prevent chronic disease or to reverse chronic disease, we really need to be consuming 9 to 13 servings each day. Now, lots of people
wow.
hear that and they think, There's no way I can't do that. How in the world would you do that? And so we do start slow, but really trying to get ourselves up to 9 to 13 servings a day. And when you think about the rainbow, you've got your red, your orange, yellow, the green, the blue, purple, and black are all together in one. And then you have your white and tan. So you've got 6 right there. If you ate the rainbow, you have at least 6 servings right there every day.
Right. Now, the red, yellow, green, I can kind of figure that out. I've seen that on the shelves. But when we talk about blue, purple, and black, can you give me a couple of examples of foods with that blue, purple, and black?
Yeah, sure. So blue, purple, black, you've got things like blueberries. You've got things like blackberries. There are purple sweet potatoes, which if you've never tried, they're delicious, you know. Especially, you know, the blue, purple, black, that's such a great question because that is the color that people get the least of. And, you have things like there's purple cabbage, there's purple carrots, purple cauliflower, eggplant, prunes,
yum,
plums.
Yum, you're making me hungry.
Right? So there's so many great foods that fall into this category, but we miss it often, and our brain craves those colors, craves them. They're so therapeutic for the brain.
What falls under the black besides blackberry?
So like I said, the blue, purple, black is all clumped together.
Okay.
So that's one chunk. So as long as you're getting one of those colors, that satisfies that category for the day.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, when we talk about gut health a lot, and that is something that's very important, and you've got red foods support the gastrointestinal health. So what are some of the good red foods you like to suggest?
Oh, man. Let me open my little resource here. So many, right? So apples are very therapeutic. And eating them whole, don't peel them because that peel is the red part, right?
Right.
So we don't want to peel them. Beets. Oh my gosh, beets. I know. So many people, my mom including, will say they just taste like dirt. I say give them 10 times. It's researched. Give it 10 times. Try it. And I promise you that by 10 times, you're probably going to be okay with it. If not, you're going to like it. So I was one of those people. I now love beets, where
really?
Before, beets were not my favorite thing. But you also have things like watermelon, raspberries, strawberries, radishes. You have red potatoes, cranberries. Cherries are great. So many different foods in that red category. And like you said, the red is really, it supports so many different aspects of our health. But gastrointestinal is one of the prime ones that's for red alone.
Sure. Now, when you say 9 to 13 servings, so are you saying I can eat, make that 3 apples a day? Out of that 9 to 13, when you say a serve, I guess I'm saying, are you saying eat a whole apple, eat a clump of blackberries? And I mean, are we weighing that those portions to get a serving? How does that work?
Sure. Yeah, with servings, I'm happy if you're just eating the foods, really.
Right.
You know, we're not going to start really being strict around servings unless there's something, you know, with diabetes or there's a weight loss goal or something there. Then we'll take a look at really making sure we have the right portions. But, yeah, eat a whole apple. You know, we talk about for the serving size, it's roughly a half cup if the vegetable is cooked. So half cup of broccoli would be a serving. If it's a raw leafy vegetable, so if you're eating, you know, you've got some spinach or something, spinach,
mm-hmm.
and it's raw, you'd take about a cup of that, and that would be a serving. For fruit, we talk about a medium-sized piece of fruit. You know, if it's things like berries, you could do about a half of a cup, and that would be your serving for the day.
Okay. If you're just joining us, Bryn Callender is with us. She's with 5280 Functional Medicine, their website, 5280functionalmed.com. She is a functional medicine certified health coach, also national board certified health and wellness coach, and you can get an appointment with her by calling 720-722-0386. That's 720-722-0386. So now when you, this question comes up a lot as far as, you know, should you stop eating after, you know, 6 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock mm-hmm. at night? I mean, is everybody just so individualized? I mean, that's just where you meet with them and figure out what's best for their body. Or is there a healthy time that you say, you know what, you need to just quit snacking and eating, you know, don't eat anything past 8 o'clock? Or what are kind of any guidelines you like?
Yeah, you know, it really is personalized. We take a look, Dr. Riggs, Dr. Spencer, and myself will take a look at habits and also health to see when should a person stop eating. When you talk about that, it makes me think about intermittent fasting, right? So some people will stop eating after dinner, so 6 o'clock, and then they won't eat again until 8 o'clock the next morning to give themselves a good amount of time to rest, digest. And what we call intermittent fasting.
Right.
That's appropriate for some people. For other people, you know, blood sugar dysregulation can cause sleep issues. And so allowing people to have, you know, a handful of nuts or something before they go to bed, maybe around 8 o'clock at night, could help them sleep better through the night so that they have better blood sugar regulation. And so really, it's very personalized, and it's up to them what's going to work the best for them for when they stop eating.
Sure. And, you know, you always hear breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I know people that don't eat much for breakfast and, you know, and all that. But, I mean, do you suggest getting some kind of, you know, protein or whatever in the mornings?
Sure. Yeah, definitely. Again, completely personalized.
Yeah, yeah.
There are definitely people who they don't eat until lunchtime because they're doing what I called intermittent fasting. And so they'll skip breakfast. That's their way of intermittent fasting. And that works for them. It doesn't work for other people, myself included. And so definitely making sure that whatever it is that you're doing, you know, there's so many fads out there. And you Google it and it says it's for everyone. If it says it's for everyone, I'm telling you now, it's a lie, because
it's kind of like clothing, where it says one size fits all.
Oh my gosh!
That's the biggest lie in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's really so personalized, and so a consultation is really the best way to go about figuring out what works for you, and it's really a collaborative care team to help with this, you know, between Dr. Riggs and myself or Dr. Spencer and myself, to help determine what's really going to be the best for you and your body, when you eat, what you eat, how much you eat, you know, all of those things.
Right. Now, slipping back to some of the colors, you mentioned green and white, tan and brown, and we talk about that for hormone health and liver health. And let's see here. You think about cruciferous veggies. Is that pronounced correctly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 'Cause see, it says like broccoli. I've never tasted broccoli.
No. tell me. you have tasted broccoli.
I promise you, I have not. Yeah.
So, oh, my goodness gracious.
I'll get with you, and we'll give you a good challenge. But the green, and when you talk about white, tan, brown, again, I'm just trying to give some folks maybe some different thoughts on what we're really talking about there as far as foods.
Yeah, really, with the white, tan, brown, that is what most Americans eat. You think about applesauce. Applesauce is in the white, tan, brown category. Cauliflower, garlic. One that people don't often think about but is actually a great vegetable is jicama. It's tan on the outside, white on the inside. Crunchy, gives you a nice little just refreshing taste in the summertime. Mushrooms, those are some of the vegetables, but you also think about like grains. We eat so many grains. Those fall in the white, tan, brown category. Rice, you've got wheat, buckwheat, all of those things. So really our diet has a lot of white, tan, brown. So what we want to do is really just get more of the rainbow in there, get more color in.
Sure. When we talk about, gluten-free and celiac disease, all that has been huge over the last several years. Would you say almost everyone would absolutely be more healthy if we just cut out gluten in our diet?
Well, that's such a good question. here's what I've researched, is that everybody reacts to gluten. Everybody. Now, it's the degree in which you react to the gluten that changes among people. So some people react just very strongly. Mm-hmm. Other people, it's not noticeable.
And what are some of the reactions that you see? Is it, rashes? Is it,
Yeah, gastrointestinal mostly, but also rashes, you're right. Headaches is another one, migraines. Those are often the common symptoms, mm-hmm. but also things like mood, checking to see how your mood changes if you were to give up gluten for a little while and then reintroduce it, and check your mood, because often food has such an impact on our mood as well.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I mean, we have foods we call comfort foods.
Exactly.
And all that. So once again, if you're just joining us, Bryn Callender's, 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com. And Bryn, do you have any kind of talks coming up, webinar coming up, anything on the schedule right now? Or?
Sure, yeah. And I believe it's in 2 weeks. I'm sorry, I don't have the
Yeah, no worries. We'll get you back on to promote it. I just want to make sure something wasn't going to happen here this next few days. So.
Yeah, not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, I have a webinar that is going to be on stress.
Okay.
And how we handle stress, chronic stress. So,
and
that's
wow,
a good
these
one
last
for everybody.
These last 3 to 4 months, everybody has just been super stressed because there's been no answers to what's going on. There's no end in sight for this coronavirus, and now we're worried about, hey, are schools going to even be reopened, and people losing jobs, and everything. So it is a super, super stressful time.
Right. And to say, I know Dr. Riggs has talked about this too, that perceived stress is only a quarter of the stress that we also have in our bodies. There's circadian rhythm stress. So if we're not sleeping well at night, that causes stress on our body. There's glycemic stress. So if we have blood sugar dysregulation, we're adding stress to our body. And then there's inflammatory stress from, eating inflammatory foods and environmental toxins. So there's four different kind of categories of stress. And we often think about the perceived, and that's such an important one. But where I'll go with the health talk is that there's these four different categories that we really need to pay attention to in our bodies and help manage the stress from a root cause angle.
Sure. And, that's why the whole functional medicine side, and the reason why I love doing these shows, is you, Dr. Riggs, the whole side of functional medicine is you want to find out why.
Right.
And not
exactly.
Just give someone, a Band-Aid, so to speak, to put over, an amputation, so to speak, because it's not going to do any good. I mean, it's not going to make any long-term changes for them and effects for them. So last couple of minutes, weight loss. Boy, a lot of people are probably getting into that, too, because it seems like we were all stuck in the house for a few days, and we all had to get new front doors to get out of the house. We've been in there so long and eating. Couple of tips. I always just tell people, you know what, there's no magic pill. We can watch all the ads you want. I mean, it takes some dedication and work. But if you're not mentally ready to do it, because I think it's kind of all between the ears, you know, I mean, you can do what you want to do. But, you know, if you're really ready, having a coach like yourself really helps, you know, to encourage us, to educate us, to, you know, hey, if you mess up one day, get back on it, you know, but to have that accountability. And so just take a minute and tell about your weight loss, things you may offer.
Yeah, so with weight loss, it's very personalized, and we take a look at your movement, because movement is huge when it comes to weight loss. Food is one of the biggest things when it comes to weight loss, making sure that we're eating the right foods, making sure that we're eating the appropriate portions of foods. We also take a look at stress, because when our cortisol is too high from stress, we end up kind of holding on to the weight that we have around us. And so we take a look at stress. We really come at it from so many different angles. So you've got your food, you've got your movement, you've got your stress. We take a look at sleep as well, because if you're not sleeping, you know, your body is not resting and digesting. It's not being able to heal. And it often leads to, you know, when we don't sleep well, we end up making poor food choices the next day.
Sure.
To help give us some of that quick energy. And so we take a look at sleep, and we take a look at relationships. You know, if stress is coming from relationships, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a friend, family, you know, all of those things, again, leads to higher levels of cortisol, which then can pack on the pounds, too. It just really holds on to the weight. And so from my perspective, I take a look at those five things to really help people make some decisions. Now, if they go to Dr. Riggs or Dr. Spencer, they're going to take a look at it from an even deeper perspective, really what's happening biologically, what's happening inside, and do some testing around that to see what might be causing some weight loss. So thyroid dysfunction is one of those pieces. So they'll take a look at that, and then we can personalize and tailor the plan even better for the person to help them with weight loss.
Absolutely. Well, Brent, I wish we had another half hour to go, but we are out of time. But thank you so much. And I hope, folks, listen, it's hard to do these things on your own. I think we've all proven that to ourselves time and time again. Think about what you wrote down January 1st this year, what your goals, and have you reached them? If you have, great. But you know what? Most of us need that help and that personal attention. And if you're looking for a good functional medicine health coach, this is it. Call Bryn Callender, 720-722-0386. Once again, it's 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com. So, Bryn, thank you so much. Hope you have a great weekend. And we'll do this again. And in a couple of weeks, when you're going to promote your webinar, we'll get you back on and do that as well. So, thanks for being with us.
Oh, great. Thanks so much, Scott.
All right. That's Bryn Callender. You've been listening to Nutrition and Wellness, brought to you by 5280 Functional Medicine. Hope you have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.